Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks about Dr. Maya Angelou and with Julianne Malvo and others. Roland Martin from Washington, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, what's going on? Hope all is well with you. You know, this is called today Corruption Friday. So yesterday, Ray Nagin had his sentence delayed until July 2nd. He faces up to 20 years in prison. And so that's been delayed. Yesterday,
they didn't want to do it on his birthday, huh?
Yeah, didn't want to do it on his birthday. So, yeah, they going to make it rain on July 2nd, though.
But didn't want to see him go to Essence, huh?
Well, no, he can still he'll still be able to go to Essence. Because they'll sentence him on July 2nd, but you don't have to report to federal prison until later unless you Kwame, where they said you're going right now. Then also in D.C. yesterday, Tom, former D.C. councilman, son of Ron Brown, Michael Brown, got sentenced to 39 months in prison. We also had Derek Walker. Of course, he was the sidekick to Kwame Kilpatrick. Yesterday, he got sentenced to 1 year in a halfway house. And then a couple of weeks ago, the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey, a brother, he got slapped with several years in prison. And then also the SEC is trying to recoup $400,000 from Kwame Kilpatrick and his buddy Bobby Ferguson for sitting on the pitching board for taking all those free trips. So we turn legal analyst Midwin Charles in to break some of this stuff down. And Midwin, I got to ask you, when they got you on tape, when they got you accepting money, does it make sense for you to want to go to trial? That to me seems like you make it a little worse.
Good morning, Roland. You know what? That's such a good question, because if they have you on tape, chances are they're going to get a conviction. The problem with the trial is it opens the floodgates for everyone to hear all the nasty little details of all your wrongdoings. I mean, when you think of the trial of John Edwards, remember, he went to trial on 6 counts of bribery and accepting illegal funds, and we heard all the sordid, nasty details of his relationship with Riel Hunter, and guess what? It was a hung jury. So now, okay, maybe he got a hung jury, but now we know that he's a liar, he's a cheater, and just isn't the best guy. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that Ray Nagin fell on the sword so that his sons wouldn't be convicted?
Possibly. And you see that a lot of times when people are facing charges. What they do is they will fall on that sword in order to maintain what little left of integrity and character is for the family.
Except for one thing. He went to trial, though. He could have negotiated a plea deal. Kwame could have negotiated a plea deal. The mayor in Charlotte, you know, he got busted. They caught him on tape. He resigned the same day when he got arrested. So we're waiting for his trial to come up. But more than likely, I mean, he quit the same day. I wouldn't be surprised if he cuts the plea deal. If you cut it, like, for instance, Michael Brown cooperated, and we saw yesterday, Mitt, when in Detroit, the judge said Derek Walker cooperated with federal prosecutors to bring down Ferguson and Kilpatrick. They go lighter on you, and you get a shorter sentence when you cooperate.
Exactly. But you have to remember the character and the mindset of a politician who's going to commit these kinds of acts, right? This is a person who already thinks that they're above the law. So the psychology behind it is, I'm going to go to guess what? You will never prove me wrong. So that's what's behind the reason why a lot of them decide to go to trial, even though I'm sure their attorneys are like, listen, dude, they got you on tape. This really isn't the best decision. But you just have to remember the psychology behind someone who is in a position of power. And as we know, power corrupts. But when someone takes advantage of the fact that they are in power, you're already dealing with someone that has a psychology that thinks, I'm above everyone else and I'll never get caught.
So Can I play the card?
Go on and
go
play
ahead.
The card.
All right. Because it's right there. It's the only card I got left.
Uh-huh.
How come you don't hear about more white politicians being brought up on corruption charges?
Actually, you do. in New Jersey, okay, the brother in Trenton, they last year, they did this huge, massive sweep where they arrested several mayors, several city councilmen. These cats were white. Remember Jack Abramoff, the guy in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
He brought down Ohio Congressman Bob Nye. Cunningham out of California. He got several years in prison as well.
Okay,
White guy getting busted, too.
I'll take the card back.
Put the card back on your forehead.
I'll take the card back.
And also the former, I think, governor of Illinois.
Yeah, well, we have several of those, man.
Yeah, it's about four or five of them in prison right now.
Okay. I'll take the card back. I put it back in the deck. Okay.
Yeah, you leave the governor's office and go straight to prison.
But you know what? I will say this with respect to that card. You do have a point, because remember, we already know that the facts show that blacks are prosecuted more than whites for the same crime. So it's not a stretch to make that analogy that a black politician, chances are, would be prosecuted at a greater rate than a white politician.
But they get the black politicians. That our parents told us and our grandparents, we have to be twice as clean. We have to, you know, jump four times as high and keep everything above reproach.
And they get them all the time on the same thing, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taking tickets to a game,
right.
Taking trips. I mean, it's like
a bribe in a coffee cup. Really?
Yeah, I mean,
really?
My friend, the Birmingham mayor, who's doing time right now.
Yeah. Got watches, suits.
Got watches and suits.
Oh, that looks good in prison right now.
Hey, don't forget, there's a black mayor in South Florida. A lady.
Yeah, in North Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, they arrested her at a conference in Las Vegas.
Over some real estate
over
stuff.
Some real estate deals.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll take the card back, but it just seems like.
I know. God bless
but
you.
But you aren't far off, though.
Tom, I'll bail you out. In Philadelphia, the attorney general there ended an investigation because she felt the prosecutors were targeting black elected officials, even though they had them on tape.
Targeting?
Wow.
And you got them on
tape.
Okay. Why are we so stupid when we steal? I don't understand that.
That's right.
Wow.
I know. Thanks, Midwin.
You're welcome.
All right, Roland. Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.